This is the Tactical Leader Podcast, where we're on a journey of self-mastery and true leadership. I believe that in order to lead others, you must first be able to lead yourself. And in order to lead yourself, you have to first know yourself. If you want to learn the tactics to get to know yourself, to lead yourself, and to lead others, stay tuned to hear from industry experts as I unpack the tactics that they've used to build their business, build culture, and lead others.
Can I get a hand raise for the Mountaintop Lodge team? And the ladies, the brains of Mountaintop Lodge, a beautiful retreat we hosted for entrepreneurs up in Atlanta. They also do something called Legendary Life, which is really focused on personal and professional development. And they're also hosting a retreat in Tampa this weekend that big reason why a lot of us are down here focused on not only veterans, but also business owners, entrepreneurs, and so many other people. But Tommy's one of those that supports the veteran community in a lot of things that he's working on. Obviously, a lot of what I'm working on. So I want to give him a shout out for all of this and introduce him to this growing community, because I think the 10 of us will probably be down here a lot, because we like sun and beach and stuff better than Atlanta. So overall, we're just going to have a little bit of a chit chat, introduce Tommy, Legendary Life. We probably should have the ladies up here because they're the ones that do all the work. But as the figurehead of it, can you just introduce to the room a little bit about Legendary Life and what everything y'all are working on?
Yeah, so Legendary Life was born out of the principles of a book called Legendary that we wrote 3 years ago. It was launched in March 7th of 2020, maybe the worst time in the history to launch a book. Good. But I guess it was the best because we're fortunate it became a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller that year. So we're really excited about that. And at the time, we had no plans on doing it. We own a boutique hotel in the North Georgia Mountain as well that he just ran the ATL Vets retreat out of. And I see some of the alumni of that. But we decided to build an entire experience, retreat, community-based company for entrepreneurs and executives and aspiring entrepreneurs, executives. We don't want them. I have a big financial background, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that I went through in my life that's in the book. But basically, we want people not only to be successful in their business, careers, and money, but also in their lives and relationships. And a lot of us high-achieving, ambitious types struggle there. It takes one to know one. That's my story. And so I believe we can have it all without the sacrifice. We are in the money is important business. I always say if someone says money's not important, run from them because they're broke. But we are in the money and business, and success is important business, but also your relationships, your forward friendships, and most importantly, your number one asset, which is you. And so that's what we're all about.
From a show of hands of the veterans in the room, how many of y'all have railroaded a relationship or two, three?
What's that again?
How many of y'all have railroaded a relationship? Are you divorced? Okay.
Have you ever screwed one up?
Or have you ever screwed one up?
That's everybody.
I have two that have told me I don't behave well. And yeah, that's why I love Crystal, because she says I work easy with her. And I've learned my life lessons of railroading relationships and struggling with that. As veterans, if we've transitioned into the civilian world, the corporate world, relationships are one of those that I never prioritized, because in the military, we didn't have to, right? Traveling, always gone. When I came home, my wife, my ex-wife, she was one of those that I never learned how to prioritize her again. Probably never prioritized her in the first place. And that's a huge struggle in the veteran space. But I know Tommy and I have talked, and his much, much better half, Heather, is sitting back in the back right there. And she is probably one of the best, most wonderful financial women in the world. She has amazing brains and beauty attached to her. So I know that he probably gets his butt chewed a little bit for not prioritizing her enough. But I'm curious, from the veteran perspective, we struggle with it. Any advice you'd give the veterans from all the work that you've seen and accumulated attached to improving those relationships that we all struggle with?
Absolutely. I don't think it's necessarily just tied to veterans. I know veterans have struggled in the relationships, but in my experience working with entrepreneurs and executives for the past 30 years now, either in the financial world or now in the professional development and leadership world, I think the more driven you are or the more dedicated you are to a certain craft, your relationships struggle in general, because you're going to prioritize that. And the real answer is you're probably not going to like it. The real answer is the number one failure in both your relationships, your leadership, your business, and at home is self-awareness. And so you got to know thyself and truly know thyself. And we're big believers, and this is the woo part of what we do, not the leadership and success part of what we do. I'm trying not to yell y'all, because I have that y'all is an Atlanta term. I don't know if they use it down here in Tampa. I'm trying not to yell. I got to talk for the next 4 days. We're bringing 50 entrepreneurs down here. So hey, you're welcome, Tampa economy. But I do think In order to truly love and respect someone else, whether it's in a business setting, a life setting, or a relationship setting, you got to prioritize your self-worth. You got to lead, love, and respect yourself first. And if you really want to know the key to the success in life, if you really don't want to know what the key to happiness is in life, it's mastering your mindset. It's literally, that's it. That's super hard to do. Because you all know that we're super hard on ourselves. Mm. We're constantly inundated with poison from our news, our social media, and everything else. So we're constantly inundated with negativity and self-worth things and all that. Doesn't matter if you're a badass Army veteran or you're run-of-the-mill entrepreneur like me. We're all going to struggle with our mindsets and our heart sets and our soul sets. And so the number one pillar on everything that Legendary is built on, is you must prioritize the number one asset physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, so that you can lead, love, and respect yourself. So you can also, because there's no amount of, man, I'm telling you, everyone in here, you're not going to believe me, I could write you a check for $5 million today, and wherever you are, there you are. If you're pissed off, angry, insecure, upset, judgmental, it's just going to magnify that, your assholeness, for the whole world to see. But if you're a really good human being who loves themselves, who wants to make great impact, leave a legacy and significance, that $5 million is going to impact that and out to the world. So for me, the answer is, and I'm not going to talk a long time. I told him it's hard for me to say my name in 10 minutes. But if you really want to know, you've got to master your mindset, master your heart set. And by the way, guess what? Most veterans and most entrepreneurs, if you're sitting in this room, you're probably high achieving. That's why you're here. You're here to network. You're here to connect. We call it connecting. And so I guarantee you, most of you put your business and career first, your family second, probably maybe even your network second, your family third, your friends fourth, and you last. And if you really want to be successful, you've got to shift that paradigm and work on you every single day to be stronger than you were yesterday, to be more mentally and emotionally fit, because it's muscles and we're not taught to work them out. And when you work them out, one day you stand with your shoulders up, head back, happy, humble, peace of mind, and ready to fight the fight.
Woo peace, right? So in the military, how many people spent 10 years or more in the military? How many people spent 5 years or less in the military? So in those time frames, how much training did we do?
Oh, every day.
Like hours and hours, months, years, right? All the slideshows, right? I'll tell you. Y'all see how Tommy talks? It ain't click. I don't think he could read off a PowerPoint and keep attention on a PowerPoint long enough. One thing that I love about Tommy, and he's one that really inspired me to do the retreat this past weekend, I feel like in the military, we're forced to get professional development, right? It's part of all the career progression. Once we leave the military, something that we aren't as good at is finding those avenues for professional and personal development, which is one thing I appreciate about everything Tommy's putting in this world. Can you give us just an insight of what this weekend looks like, how often you might come back down to Tampa, because I love it in Tampa, I wanna come more, Crystal, cough. But can you tell us a little bit about the retreat, where you're gonna dive into and pour into folks?
Yeah, so this is something called Your Life, Your Legend. It is by far our biggest business leadership, and I'm gonna call it networking event, because we're in a networking club. This is our second year doing it. We have 40 or 50 entrepreneurs, executives coming in, and the whole intent is to be better leaders, be better in our cultures. We're bringing in a brain science to help us level up the efficiency, longevity, and productivity of our brain. I know you and Taylor are going to be there. Dave, you're going to be there. I saw Lainey somewhere. I know she's going to be there.
She snuck in.
Yeah, she snuck in there. But we're also bringing in someone to help us communicate better. But on the last day, it's where the rubber hits the road. That's when we make commitments regarding to our leadership, our business, our time, our relationships, and most importantly, to ourselves. So the last day is all about being a better human, a better leader, a better overall person. But this is a more business-focused event, leadership-focused event. We're running it at the Tampa. Can I say the name of it?
Yeah.
The Tampa Edition. That's the place that's sweet. Have you guys been there?
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Place is sweet.
Nice. It's not as nice as this place.
Well, it's different.
It's very different.
It's a hotel.
It's got trees everywhere in it. So we'll see if they can even see us when we talk. But yeah, so we're bringing in guest speakers. We're bringing in people from all over the country. We're community builders, and this is our business-focused event, and then we have a self-mastery-focused event, and then we do adventure experiences. And it's a community, it's a mastermind, it's all the goodness, but we have three pillars, and I'll shut up. Number one is prioritization of your number one asset. That's you. That's number one. Number two, if you had all the answers, you had already done it. And so we're building a community of entrepreneurs and executives to share wisdom about how to be better leaders, how to be better in business, how to be more profitable, but also how to be world-class humans in everything we do, because we don't have all the answers. And number three, we always say, if you're not growing, you're dying. So all of our events, they're fun, they're connecting, but we want to be better than when we arrive. So that's what we're all about.
Beautiful. And can we give him one more round of applause? Thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Tactical Leader Podcast. If this episode helped you along your journey of self-mastery and has inspired you to do more, I challenge you to head over to myvoicechallenge.com so you can find out how you can discover your voice, claim your independence, and build that thriving business that you've always wanted. Again, that's myvoicechallenge.com.